Zohar Halacha in Chodesh Alvavus, Tuesday night, early Yudalit Shvat. There's a din when you answer Amen, you're not supposed to answer Amen Chatufa. Okay, what does Chatufa means? A snatched Amen. There are two biurim in a snatched Amen in Shulchan Aruch. Unfortunately, the one that has to do with the pronunciation of the word. We're nowhere near as careful with pronunciation of the words and davening as we should be, and that's not good. So this might look like sort of almost like, you know, what's the mission, you know, like. We're not careful anyway, but we should be careful. In Siman Hey, we're talking about the Shem Hashem. I started off with the word Amen. We'll get back to it in a moment. In Siman Hey, it talks about the Shem Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make sure to say the Patach under the Aleph, right? You're saying, Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. I'm going to keep saying that Pasuk over and over again. So you have to make sure the Aleph is with a chatov patach, not with a plain patach. Now the plain patach would be like a syllable in itself. I'm saying it wrong now, but for the purpose of teaching it, you would say Adonai. But it's a chatov patach. So you say Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. Like the Aleph is almost swallowed up, not really swallowed up. You're not allowed to swallow it up. But it's nechtav, it's quick. And it's almost as if it's not a syllable in itself. That's what it means when it's a chatav patach. Amen, the Mishnah Berurah, the other way around. It's not a komatz, a chatav komatz. In other words, you have to say amen, not amen, where the aleph would almost be swallowed up. So that's the first, the Mishnah Berurah rather says a shva, but just the word shva and chatav is interchangeable. But obviously there's a komatz there too, so it's a chatav komatz. So again, chatav komatz means you pronounce it like a komatz, but it's almost not a syllable bifnei atzmo, if it would be. I mean, or the aleph, the patach in the Shem Hashem is nechtav. You don't say ado, it's not like three distinct slow syllables. It's like dalet sort of run together. Baruch ato adonai, lamdeni chukecha. But amen is the other way around. You don't say amen. You say amen. It's not a chataf. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's what the din of amen chatufa is. You should not answer an amen chatufa. Make sure it's not an amen chatufa. The other beer in amen chatufa is the one I think people are more familiar with, is that is answering amen before the chazan finishes enunciating the last syllable of whatever word he's enunciating. Sometimes they stretch it out a bit. You have to have patience and only answer amen when he's finished the enunciation of the syllable, or else it's amen chatufa. That's two different biurim in the word chatufa. Okay, and now we're going to learn from Chavis Alvavis, Shar Avas Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem will finish Perek Dalet. He's talking about Eov. Eov withstood the nisyonos of taking away his rechush, taking away his bonim, taking away his mishpacha, and then he had yisurim, and he was strong. V'niskalso kenus ahavoso, his ahava, the truthfulness, meaning the sincerity of his avos Hashem, was proven. And the v'nirtzuzem imenu lefnei Hashem, and the Chavis Halodah says that below near to Divrei Chaver Bochicha also. This is, Eov is a tremendous learning to do. Chavir Avoda says that the Chaverim were taken to task for giving him Musar and saying, you must be a sinner, you're probably a sinner. The truth is he wasn't a sinner, the truth is he was being tested by Hashem, by the Satan, you know. The Nevi'im, the Nach, he's compared Noach, Daniel, the Eov, He's compared. So you see, Eov, because of his, what was Eov? Eov showed Avos Hashem by maintaining, after everything, and maybe he had some weaker moments, but at the end, his Avos Hashem shone forth, and it was, as the Chavis Halvavos says, Avos Hashem ultimately means, well, it means Avos Hashem, but what it has to do is B'chol Levav, B'chol, B'chol Nafshach, B'chol Miyadecha. The Torah sets up the mitzvah of Avos Hashem as it's more powerful than other things. That's what it means. You have to Hashem. Like it says, Hashem Elokecha Tira. So it could have said, Hashem Elokecha Tehov. But by saying the Yohavto, Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levav B'chol B'chol Nafshecho B'chol Miyodecha, it's setting up the Etzem Mitzvah as that this has to overpower other natural Ahavos that a person has. And Eov exhibited that. Hashem gave him back all of his rechush. Hashem shoveh shavus Eov. He gave him back everything that he had lost. Uvedome lahashkafasu v'shitoso hayukol rishonim shenesnasu kagoin Daniel b'gov aroyos v'chananya mishol v'azariya b'kif shena eish. I really don't understand that, because the Chavis Halvavos made a very clear differentiation between all these things and giving up your life. And Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel were prepared to give up their lives. Now he just lumps them together. Dasara Haruge Malchus. He said before that, okay, he said Yechidei Sgula, you can tell Dasara Haruge Malchus were Yechidei Sgula. We're not even aware that the Dasara Haruge Malchus were given a choice of anything. They were just killed. I don't know if they were given a choice to convert. Maybe. I don't know. What?
They asked the Tanish Bochum. They could have just said.
They could have just said what? They could have just said what? I'm not aware that they were given a choice to convert. I don't, they were killed. Chol Hadom Elohem. They died al Kiddush Hashem, but.
They asked for three days.
They wanted to see if it was.
Sounds like they had a choice.
I don't know why. Okay, maybe. I don't see how, but you'll explain it to me later. So someone that only has a havash, either tikvas tova or the yirab olam hazeh v'bo, asher b'yicholosh rov b'nei adam lamud b'mitzvasa, your ava is like tuluya b'davar, because you'll get olam haba, you'll get mitar artzachem b'ito. But if you work at it and you want to have ahava, minishtagel bo v'hismet aleha, meaning you're consistent and you work at it and you want, you have a rotzon to be kona pure ahava, meaning she'en atluya b'dover, we'll call it, he'll have ezras Hashem, yamtzeu Hashem v'yazreu al ahava Torah, asher tiyem mitoch romamus v'gidol l'shem yisromam v'yasadu shilamala mi'cholos enosh. So maybe that connects. You know, before he made it a question of if you're ready to give up your life or not. Here he's making a different chiluk, which really is a throwback to something he said in a previous parak, that there's a hava because you have it good, and life is great, and you love Hashem who's giving you all this good stuff, and you zochet to L'mayla, a higher madrega of pure hava, which is hein yiktuleni lo ayachel, as Eov said. You know, I still have my rotzon to be close to Hashem, even if yiktuleni. It's like Rabbi Akiva, we learn in Bracha, Rabbi Akiva said, kol yoma yisim etztayr, when will I be able to do? He actually wanted to express the ultimate ahava by giving up his life for it. And he was mishtokek for that. So you see, he was mishtoki for that expression of ahava. So okay, that's the end of the parak. So what we learned is this parak is the different forms of ahava. You know, for basically overpowering avas, the selfish, the self ahava of physical comfort, physical comfort, or being, not having physical pain, and also rechush and children and family and relationships and all those things, and Avos Hashem overpowers that. And then the ultimate Ava is Mesiras Nefesh, where you're ready to die selflessly, not because you're expecting a reward. Okay.